This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This economy has got to work for everyone. And right now we know that it isn't. And it's going to take all of us coming together to make sure that it does. Necesitamos incluir cada persona en el éxito de esta economía.
Huh?
Let me translate that for you. Pander. Pander. That's what that is. It's a popular trait among politicians. You know? They just pander and make you think he talks like me, so therefore I'm going to vote for the guy. That was a highlight from last night's Democratic debate, round two tonight. If you have a favorite moment, let us know what it was at 800-228-0550. I'm Scott Hammond, live in Norway. Where in Norway are we right now? I better ask one of our guides where the heck we're at here. And if you want to rate the debate, you can do it by texting me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, that's the text, calling us at 800-228-0550. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today, as a matter of fact. All right, so Katrina, by the way, you've heard of the church basement ladies? We have the Norwegian ladies here.
Yeah.
Katrina
Pedersen,
Stina
Fagertun,
and Lena.
Yeah, Lena Paulvik Jonsen.
Yes, now there's.
And we'll all be into the Norsk Fest.
You see, how about that, folks? We came all the way to Norway to find some friends who know a little bit about how North Dakota celebrates the Scandinavian heritage.
Yeah.
Of so many there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me there are more Norwegians living in Minnesota alone than. Are the entire population of Norway now.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard. That sounds like I wouldn't doubt it, right? Where are we right now?
We are in a small town called Alta, and we're in Finnmark County.
And where are we going?
We are going to the North Cape.
The North Cape?
Yes.
Now, what's the big deal about the North Cape?
Well, it's the supposed to be the northernmost point of the mainland of Norway.
Wow, and yeah. All of Europe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get much more north than that.
No, we don't.
It's not the North Pole, but you can see it from there. That's what I've been told. Right?
Well, you have to go there to find out if you can.
On a clear day, yeah. And so we're going to stop and have a little dinner here in a little bit?
Yes, in a little... community up in on the tundra.
On the tundra.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. What else should I ask you? Is there anybody you want to say hi to? You said you've been to Husfest before. You've been to Minot. Do you have North Dakota friends?
Oh, we have a lot of North Dakota friends. And we have a lot of friends in Minnesota as well, because we've been there too.
Anybody want to say hi to? Any shout-outs?
Well, we know that our good friend and godmother, Tove Henderson, is listening up in Rolla.
Say the town again?
Rolla.
Oh, Rolla. Okay. Rolla. Yeah. We call it Rolla.
Yeah.
You're calling Rolla. Rolla. Yeah. Tomato, tomato. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly right.
But hey, Tove. Det veldig artig at vi kan hilse til deg. Håper du har det bra.
What you said. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll chat with Lena and Stina a little later on. They're getting folks back on the bus here and getting rolling on our trip to Norway. A few more days left. Been very exciting. A lot of fun. Haven't seen the midnight sun to speak of yet. It's up there. It has peaked its head out a few times, but there's more clouds than anything. So. That's been an issue. You can ask us anything by email, too, by the way. 800-225-0550, 800-228-0550, or by email, my own Scott, at Flag Family. Let's say it goes ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. And the reason I'm bringing up the email is I have an email here, Brian, from a listener who emailed us right before the show with a question. And as we always do, we find answers. That's what we do. And this one came from a listener that wanted to know a little bit about the cost tuition. The question was, why are universities allowed to charge exorbitant tuition when they are subsidized with taxpayer money? That was the question. Okay? And so I have passed that question on to Dr. Mark Hagerot. He's the chancellor of the North Dakota University System from Sherry, and he got back to us and said, by the way, they're on a board meeting today, so it is a busy day. They just had a retreat as well. But he said, as for North Dakota, we're below the regional average for four-year colleges and research colleges. We're a bit higher at the community college level. Okay? So essentially, it's a higher education problem, not just a, you know, North Dakota problem. He said, you know, meaning the cost level, we are very competitive regionally. Okay, so that's how Dr. Hagerot is explaining that today. I hope that answers your question, Sherry. And if not, or you have a follow-up, you email us. We'll get you the answer to that on the program for sure. Okay? All right. And you can rate the debate today on the program. Any more clips?
I can roll the wheel of Dems, and you can just pick one. Yeah, we've got all of them. We got Ed on the line in Dickinson. You got a quick call if you want to take that quick first.
Sure, we'll talk to you. We'll talk to Ed. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind?
Ed wants to know about building indoor ranges. Hi, Ed.
Hi, this is Ed, and today is the beginning of the beginning. The Stark County Planning and Zoning is hearing my request for a zoning change and a conditional use permit for the Dickinson Indoor Ranges at Reagan.com. And today's a big day. So from here on in the next 90 days, I hope to let out some contracts and build the archery part to be the first, and then maybe 20 lanes wide and up to 100 feet or 100 yards long.
You know, West Fargo built a range not long ago, and I am just always amazed at the people who just rave about not only just the ability to be able to improve and train there, but also just the camaraderie that happens there. You know, just it's a social event, it's a social gathering, it's sportsmen hanging out with sportsmen and men, women, kids, the whole thing. So. A real family affair, so it's certainly a great activity. I bet would be well used there in Stark County. Do you anticipate any opposition, or is everybody thumbs up on it, Ed?
I have talked to one person that said, well, that shooting, the rounds are going to be coming right towards town. I go, well, it's 2 miles out, and it's going to be indoors, so there was a misunderstanding, but that is the only negative I've heard, because it's a family affair. Hunter safety for the kids all the way up, BB guns, airsoft rifles, archery, and hopefully in the future an indoor shotgun for a trap.
Very good.
So it's gonna
all right, Ed. Appreciate the call, and let us know.
Yeah, he's good.
Sorry, Ed. Let us know how it goes, okay? Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. You bet. Take care. Let's see here. A debate was a great stand-up comedy show, says the texter. Waste of time, and by the way, I'm an American and I speak English. I'd like the dumb party to tell me what Trump has done wrong. Something the U.S. Supreme Court did wrong today is tossing the citizenship question from the 2020 census forms to a lower court. They found that while the Department of Commerce has the right to reinstate the question, it did not provide an adequate justification for doing so. I'd like to know why it was taken off. Look, if you can't ask someone if they're a citizen when you're trying to count, I mean, you ask if they're black, you ask if they're white, you ask if they're male, if they're female, you ask, you know, what's your address? Why wouldn't the citizenship question be part of that? For the life of me, that just happened. And people are jumping up and down. Oh, big blow to the Bush Trump administration. Big blow to the Trump administration. Yeah. Not so much. Well, the nice thing about all these little questions and these debates and even these little clips that you're playing for me, Kevin, is I'm looking at mountains and fjords and waterfalls and tunnels. You know what you can do in a tunnel?
Lose a signal? Lose your cell signal?
Well, that's happened a couple times, although they have antennas, believe it or not. The towers are in the tunnels. You can see Norway from the inside. So it's kind of a. I stole that joke from Carol Schubin, actually. It's Carol's joke, but yeah. Anyway, the next best thing to it in North Dakota is, of course, Watford City, north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park, and a town that's growing. Talk about the good life. They've got the good life in Watford City. New schools, building more of them, a Rough Rider Center, activities. They're going up to Class A in sports. A lot going on. So check out what's happening these days in Watford City, North Dakota. Stop and see them. Make sure you get Ribfest on your calendar for August. We're going to be up there for Ribfest and a lot of great things happening in Watford City. Take a break. When we come back, we're going to chat with the press secretary from the Republican National Committee and go through the top 10 moments of last night, in case you missed it, of part one of the debates. Bottom of the hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong takes your calls. Plus, Tommy Fisher.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. With the speed of a prairie fire, this rugged, refined North Dakota moonshine recipe is sweeping down the plains for you to enjoy. One taste, and you'll see why North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur needs to be shared. Whether telling fish stories or relaxing around the campfire, North Dakota Sweet Crude is the perfect fireside liqueur. Find North Dakota Sweet Crude and recipes at crudespirits.com. crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Pennington counties in Minnesota, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Jamestown, Bismarck, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all these great auctions at Piper's.com. That's Piper's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I guess you don't have to be a citizen to vote or be on the census to be counted, I guess. So I really don't even know why we're having debates out there in Washington or whatever they're having them, or voting for a president, because it really doesn't matter anymore. You can just come to a country, you can get a driver's license, you can get welfare, you can get free health care, you can get money to live on, you don't even have to work, you don't have to pay taxes, you don't have to get a Social Security number. Why do we pay taxes? Why do we have to pay all this stuff? So really, I think we should just abolish everything and just go back to the wild, wild west, because that's what we're becoming.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. And I don't have the solution, but I tell you what, that's why Donald Trump is president of the United States. That's why we are having the earth move politically underneath us as we speak. And for that matter, I joked earlier, but today is the 16th anniversary of the National Do Not Call List. All right, remember, the National Do Not Call List was you put your number on a phone list and you will not get a telemarketing call. How's that worked out? What does the federal government do well? And these Democrats want the federal government to do more every single day. It's really, really scary. We're brought to you today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Those are the folks that embrace the Be the Buffalo spirit that is North Dakota. That's what their employees do. That's what their entire company has done, powering through challenging times and doing them well. And they said, Scott, we want to celebrate North Dakotans. We love what we do in North Dakota. We want to celebrate the good folks in North Dakota. So we decided to ask our listeners to find people around them, law enforcement, teachers, public servants, veterans, active duty. I mean, whoever, anybody and anybody that has that North Dakota Be the Buffalo spirit, so we can celebrate them. And we're amassing a list, and every month we're going to announce a lucky is probably not the right word, but lucky in the sense that hopefully they can inspire some others to have that Be the Buffalo spirit. All you need to do, send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, or call the Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. Our next guest is Blair Ellis. Blair is the National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. Blair, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you, and thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on as well. So, what's your headline from last night?
You know, I think it was a lot of the same stuff that we've been seeing. It was a lot of Democrats trying to build up and promote these socialist policies. And you know, I think last night generally there was a bit of a letdown. There wasn't really too many zingers that were thrown. I felt like generally it was kind of a real steady interview among all the candidates. But again, I mean, we just saw more of their extreme checklist. We saw their propositions for government-run health care, and we saw their support for open borders. Not a single Democrat on that stage said it was a crime to cross the border illegally. We saw their unanimous support for the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. We saw them advocate against protecting the unborn and human life. And it was really just, you know, one big hoorah moment for the most extreme policy positions within the Democrats. And it was both kind of fascinating to watch unfold and also terrifying that one of these people is going to be potentially the contender to run against Donald Trump.
Yeah, that is definitely scary. There's no doubt about it. Some of the highlights have to do more with, the gestures and, you know, scowls on the faces, and they're not a happy bunch in any way, shape, or form. They're certainly a little rough. Play that clip, Kev, if you would, for Blair of Elizabeth Warren, a faux Kahanas, I think is what we're referring to her these days. Faux Kahanas, you got it? Okay. Anyway, roll that, if you would.
We can do the things that are sensible. We can do the universal background checks. We can ban the weapons of war. But we can also double down on the research and find out what really works, where it is that we can make the differences at the margins that will keep our children safe. We need to treat this like the virus that's killing our children.
Yeah. The virus that's killing our children, as in a gun used responsibly by 99.9% of Americans, and she calls them weapons of war. Is this an example of a significant lurch to the left for the Democratic Party wannabes?
You know, unfortunately, I think that they've always, you know, been very anti-Second Amendment, and that, you know, but they've absolutely embraced kind of even more of a radical position on that, too. And I think also, you know, something that President Trump has, you know, he's signed bipartisan legislation to improve the federal firearm background check to keep guns out of hands of dangerous criminals. But what Elizabeth Warren is talking about is not allowing people to have guns who are law-abiding citizens. That's absolutely their constitutional right. So I think that there is this big disconnect. There continues to be a big disconnect between a lot of these liberal far-left candidates, and we'll again see that on display tonight, but there's a disconnect between mainstream America and specifically middle America and these Democrats. It's like when they're on the stage and they're talking, the only people that they're really talking to with a mega microphone are the people that live in New York or California. They live on the coast. It's the coastal elites. And what the Democrats continue to do and where they went wrong back in 15 and 16, they forget about the rest of America. And if that's going to be the same playbook and the same, you know, the same strategy this go round, Donald Trump's going to wipe the floor with them.
Did you happen to see the looks on the faces of the other individuals when Beto O'Rourke was doing his best Spanish? Did you catch the look there? I don't think they were impressed. Do you?
No, and I think Cory Booker himself gave a couple of eyebrow raises as well. I think he was totally not expecting Beto to steal his thunder. And I think that was something you could tell that actually, I think, really kind of flustered Corey last night, and so that was interesting to watch unfold. But I feel like overall tonight we've got some heavy hitters that are going to be on the stage. We've got Joe Biden, and we've got some others that are just more well known. You know, Bernie Sanders, the original person that came up with most of these socialist principles and policies that all these Dem candidates are now eager to embrace. But I'm hoping and I'm thinking there's going to be a little bit more fire and a little bit more pizzazz tonight on the debate stage. I think there's going to be some more posturing among the Democrats. I think we're going to see some sharper elbows come out. I'm looking forward to seeing some people maybe throw some dings at one another. I'm very interested to see how candidates tonight respond to Joe Biden. I think that he has been perceived as the alleged front runner, but I cannot wait to see what he's like in contrast to all these other Democrats on a stage and what he does to kind of differentiate himself among the rest.
Yeah, good idea. That'll be fun to watch, no doubt about it. Blair, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. Appreciate what you're doing at the Republican National Committee on behalf of the Trump administration and other Republicans to stem this tide. Wow, we have an interesting battle between now and the end of 2020. Thanks, Blair. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senators Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren and former Congressman Beto O'Rourke were among the 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls to take to the stage in Miami last night for the first debate of the 2020 presidential election season. This Colorado man is an independent voter who watched the debate and tells us,
Elizabeth Warren, being the only woman on stage who was willing to give away her private health care in favor of a public health care for all system, has been pretty inspiring. Cory Booker's stance on the Iran deal has been very interesting to see.
Another 10 Democrats will take the stage tonight. The U.S. Supreme Court has punted a key case involving partisan gerrymandering, which is the political process of drawing congressional districts. In a North Carolina case, the justices said they can't decide an issue that's up to state legislatures, the ruling 5-4. And this is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Is a game changer. Will be for you too. My Pillow is the invention of our friend Mike Lindell. And of course, there's now more than pillows. There's fantastic Giza sheets. There's the mattress toppers. I mean, they have so many different products. But right now, that old standard, that perfect My Pillow, the premium pillow, the one you only can get from us, is available at a price its lowest ever. Never before on radio or TV has ever been a price like this. You get two of them for $69.98. Two for $69.98. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. That will get you the very, very good deal. A lot of weddings this summer. You know, kids going off to college. Why wouldn't you want to give them the best night's sleep and great health, too, for MyPillow? All right, Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to join us here in a little bit. He's voting right now, so he got temporarily delayed, but Tommy Fisher is here. Tommy Fisher, of course, of Fisher Industries, North Dakota company, that has been, we told you Monday, part of an incredible effort down near El Paso to demonstrate what they've said and shown that they had in the way of capabilities to build the wall. We talked to Steve Bannon about that as well. So that's been proven. Now waiting, obviously, for the federal government to figure that out. And there's a new chapter in that story today that I want to share with our listeners on the program. Tommy, how you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Good. So first, a quick update on the wall-a-thon and all the activity down at the border. How was the week?
Well, I think it was well received. I think a lot of people that came and saw what was built was pretty amazed. They had a really hard time accepting that it got built in 10 days up the side of the mountain and the road and the electrical and all that, because, you know, all they see is sort of how slow everything's been built by the government. And I said, well, when you put the right people together, things can happen. And, so I think they're going to continue allowing people that want to donate and stuff to come out there and touch the wall, see that it's 100% real. And it was pretty neat. And there was one gentleman who, I'll never forget this, he was a civil engineer. 77 years old and donated $14,000. He bought 14 different bollards for himself, his wife, his kids, and his grandchildren. And he said this is the first time in history, and these were his exact words, that you could go from cash to hardware. Because normally if you want to donate something to the government, maybe you help someone get elected, they may or may not vote your way. Here's something that they believe in that you actually had a part of building. And he goes, as a civil engineer, I cannot believe that you guys constructed this and what you did in the time frame you did. So it's sort of neat to hear from someone who's an expert and that's willing to donate their hard-earned money to secure our border. Pretty neat.
This whole project was the brainstorm of a triple amputee, just a patriot that just said there should be a wall. There shouldn't be a, you know, I mean, he was as critical of Republicans as he was of Democrats, just to say this is a failure of government. There should be border security. There should be border protection in these key areas. And Brian was down there. We've talked to him many times on this program. I was thrilled to hear you tell me a little story about him raising the flag. Again, triple amputee and a massive flag, and he raised the flag himself this week, right?
Yeah, he sure did. It was a 12 by 18 flag going up a 70-foot high pole, and Brian's always got a good sense of humor, and it was hot, and he raised it, and he got to about 50 feet, and then he's, you know, got, like I said, a good sense of humor, and he said, if I only had one more hand, I could get this job finished. But he still gutted, you know, gutted it out and got her done. And, you know, I think if people saw the dedication of someone who moved himself with his, you know, wheelchair up the hill and what he's done and how much he's devoted, it's just, if people could see who he really, really was and not believed a lot of the, you know, this media stuff that makes up all these stories, they would see that we need more people in this country like him. And everyone would be better off. You know, he doesn't have to do this, but he's all in it. He's in it from his heart. And I told him I'm more dedicated than ever. That as you raise money, I'm gonna work my buns off to build you the absolute best wall money can buy for the fairest price.
Steve Bannon was on with us earlier this week, and I know he was down there as well. He's chair of the advisory board for We Build the Wall. Gives all the credit to Brian Colfage, but has been very instrumental in just bringing different key players together to try and make this happen. And they have said some very complimentary things about you. Do you anticipate that as long as they're raising money, as long as they're building a wall, they're going to be doing it with Fisher Industries after this first project in El Paso?
I think there's no doubt of that. The trust level we have with each other is right at the top. You know, he even said, Steve said to me, when I first heard the schedule, you guys are planning on building this whole thing over Memorial Day weekend, I thought you might be drinking instead of building. And then to come out here and see it happen and see all the photos timestamped and everything, he goes, it's an absolute, you know, unbelievable miracle that you can do this. And he goes, now I understand why the president is not scared of using your name. Because if he can see that this can be built and there's a company that has the technology and the know-how to do it, he goes, I would say the same thing. But I think it's really ruffled feathers in the government, you know, because they want to do it their way, the slow way, the expensive way, you know, maybe the way that doesn't always work. And it's just the status quo. And we're really trying to break the status quo. And like I told Steve, as I said, this isn't just some project. This is protecting our national security. So I don't understand why these, you know, guys are putting up so much resistance.
Well, as Steve told us on the air, this is the government not wanting the wall. They don't believe in it. They don't think it's necessary. They don't like it. That's why it's taken as long as it has. And finally, hopefully that resistance has met its match with Donald Trump. You talk about ruffling feathers. You learned yesterday that a new round of wall that was bid out by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did not include Fisher Industries as a qualified bidder for a very odd reason. Tell us what you know.
Yeah, there's a couple different MATOCs out there, $5 billion each for all the upcoming jobs, one in the eastern side, which is Texas, one in the western side, which is, you know, Arizona, some parts of New Mexico and California, which we are in. And basically, we had a small project where we were proactive. and we basically put in our schedule that we will design an option that's not awarded yet for no cost to the government. And if it is awarded, we're ready to go instead of waiting another 6 months to basically say, okay, you got the go ahead, and then move forward, redesign and do that where we do absolutely nothing on the job, but waiting for that. And we said we do it all on Fisher Industries nickel to be proactive. They said that didn't qualify. You're now banned from bidding any of the projects in the $5 billion that are coming up in Texas. When they know, I believe in my heart, they know that we are the thoroughbred to ride, that no one can build faster, higher quality, and I think at the price.
What was the reference to the fact that you were fast, that you were rejected because you were hoping to build a... What was that about?
Well, they have review times that they do, and that's why their jobs take, you know, forever to build, because every time you make one move, they get their chance to review or that. So we were trying to be proactive, and they said that if they didn't do it in that time frame, that it would be a severe shift to the schedule. But if they looked at our schedule, they could see there's plenty of days afloat, that there is no severe shift, because, you know, if you get done early, you have extra days if something takes longer for whatever reason. So we're actively looking at that right now. We're getting ready to file a formal protest again, but it just keeps showing it's not right. So my hope is that the senators, the congressmen, and even the president or any of your listeners will hear and say enough is enough. Why would you disqualify someone for being proactive? You know, our whole approach is everything that's happened in El Paso, we've now given a proactive approach to border security and go talk to the agents. The agents are like, we finally got stuff here that works and we can do our job so much better. And the main thing is the government should allow these agents to talk freely, but right now they can't, or they're subject to be fired. And my point is to the agents, this is your life on the line. If you honestly believe that we did good for the country and we gave you something that helps your job, are you to do your job better and more efficiently, then speak up. And I think that's what's going to happen here when the delegations come down and see what we built.
I think we're blessed. You know, we got a congressman from Dickinson, home of Fisher Industries, home of Tommy Fisher. We got Senator Kramer, who is probably better than
Yeah, breaking up a little bit, buddy. Sorry about that, Tommy. It happens when he's in Norway, you know, sometimes. No, I think we lost him. What did you, Tommy, I have a, this is Kevin back in the studio. What did you learn from the Army Corps yesterday with that comment or that statement?
Well, we're just going through it right now, and we're just shell-shocked that that contractors that don't even have equipment are qualified and we're not. And then more importantly, it's going to be a public document shortly when we protest here. Basically, in our technical approach and everything else with building, this was a 3.7-mile job that basically we slowed down to try to get as close to the Corps way of thinking as possible. And we still finished the job way early. Like if we were building the same 3.7 miles, we'd be in and out of there in 6 weeks. We gave them a schedule that was 7 months, you know. And they were upset because they wanted to take 1.5 years.
And that is just mind-boggling to me. It's just beyond.
And then when you look, Kevin, and when you look at it, we got an outstanding in our technical review. Because when they asked questions, they asked us the question, well, you know, in life, you don't always get to build in a parking lot. And we're like, yes, sir, we understand that. We just finished a job straight up the side of the mountain in 10 days that, you know, said could never be built. You know,
yeah.
So I think when this all gets out, you know, we just need Congress and everything else. Or, you know, I feel bad for the president. He's told people he's going to have 400 miles. He's got these guys running it. He ain't going to have 150 miles done.
Oh, he's got to be just pulling the hair out of it. I mean, just pulling his hair out, going crazy with the swamp-like mentality. Tommy, can you hang on? I think we're going to get Kelly Armstrong on the line. Can you hang on just a little longer?
You bet.
All right. We're talking with Tommy Fisher. You're going to be joined by Kelly Armstrong. North Dakota Congressman coming up next on What's On Your Mind. We'll be right back.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration, three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's lives through Jesus Christ, and so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, the number 612-554-4804.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. H.A. Thompson & Sons, furnace, air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heaters, bathroom remodels, anything you need to do, especially on the commercial side as well as the residential side, design and build new construction, all of it done with H.A. Thompson & Sons. Financing available, free estimates. Give them a call, 701-223-3393 or ha ftandsons.com. Scott's live in Norway. We're on with Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries.
I thought actually we were in Norway, but I think now, based on the landscape I'm looking at, we're on the moon, as a matter of fact. Although, are there reindeer on the moon? Because we just saw a herd of reindeer, so I don't know. But we're up north headed for Hammerfest and the North Cape, and it's a landscape I've never seen before in Norway, so new ground all the way. Tommy Fisher still here. Kelly Armstrong joining us in a moment. Monty in Tioga, North Dakota, has a question for Tommy. Go ahead, Monty.
Tommy. Is there, you're Mr. Fisher, I'm sorry. Mine was for the Senate representative.
Oh, you wanted to ask Kelly a question. Okay.
Okay, you had a question. Hang on a second, if you would. We'll get you to ask him a question, okay? I understand there's some votes going on in Congress today that have to do with the humanitarian funding at the border. They can't, of course, agree on that at all. The House had a terrible bill, and so they're trying to do some procedural things to bring up the Senate funding, and the Democrats evidently are playing some games with the funding and unveiled an amendment last night, not exactly bipartisan. And so it's as usual, more games. Before I got cut off from the connection, Tommy, I was talking about the fact that I really think it's... I want this to be a North Dakota thing. I want it to be a North Dakota thing that busts through the bureaucracy and wakes people up. And that's why I wish every citizen, look, Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer, Congressman Armstrong, they're doing good work. They care about this. But the more they hear from you, the better. We've got to take this into our own hands, not wait for any elected official, not wait for any government official to fix this mess. This is a disaster. When you have the United States government telling Tommy Fisher and Fisher Industries, oh, no, you're too efficient, you're going too fast, we're not going to have you do this and play the games they're doing, we can't have that stand. You've got to let people know this is a war. If you want that border protected, you are up against a whole lot of people in your own government that do not want it protected. So what are you going to do about it? Sit on the sidelines and bellyache or do something about it? Call them. Call Senators Hovind, Cramer, Congressman Armstrong, and let them know you want action. And I think that's what it's going to take. I really do. Tommy, I mean, you've done everything you can do. You've been called everything in the book. All kinds of things have been dredged up about your family. They're trying all kinds of things to try and, get you off the eye of the storm here a little bit. But you're not giving up, are you?
No, sir. And that's what I'm saying is with the build the wall, and I saw the kind of people that we're dealing with, the American people can take it in their own hands. If they give to that, I will guarantee that it will build, even if they got $1 billion, would build $1 billion in a snap of the fingers. You know, and they know that now that they've seen what we built in El Paso, they know that we can build a mile a day. There's no doubt. You can ask any border agent in that sector. They said, we just can't believe what you did, Tommy. But here's the thing that I would say is, let's get the politicians down there. Look at what we built. Then I told build the wall. It shouldn't all fall on the American taxpayers to come out of more money to build more. What the government should do is they should come down with the politicians, and if we've built higher quality, better standards, then Department of Homeland Security should pay build the wall for their product, and if we can build way faster than the Army Corps, you build who's the best supplier. Just like if they were buying planes, tanks, guns, anything else. And you know what would happen? In 2 seconds, the Army Corps of Engineers would be out of business.
Well, based on their record here, I think that wouldn't be a bad idea. Maybe they do some things good, but I've yet to see it. They mess up permits on Sakakawea, suggesting, all kinds of stupid things there. They've messed up flows for the Missouri. They've, slow-walked this border construction. I don't know. Tell me something they do good, and maybe I'll think differently of them. But right now, I don't in any way, shape, or form, and I just believe this is going to be a fight. And I think it should be North Dakota's fight. I really do. I mean, show that this isn't even about being on the border. This is about protecting the United States of America. It absolutely is. So this is a very, very crucial issue, and I hope people take it on. Tommy, anything else you want folks to know?
Well, I just wanted to know is even just come down and like see it or Google it, and they can see the videos, the photos, all that different stuff. But the biggest thing is my hope is again, when the politicians come down, and if they can come down with DHS and the Border Patrol agents, and they can talk frankly, I think the game is over at that point. because the agents will have to tell the other government officials the truth. And when they see it, then there's no more lying. Before we built this section, and we're going to build some more sections with Build the Wall, and we're in the process right now, is we'll just show them time and time again. And I guess we just keep, you know, churning along. And I want, you know, all your listeners to know that there's no quit. We're from North Dakota. We don't quit on anything. And we're just going to keep pounding and pounding. And they can keep trying to knock us down. We're going to get back up and keep fighting.
And, of course, you've now built the gold standard of wall. But the border agents themselves are saying, oh, please, 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 let me work in a condition like this with the road and the technology and everything else. So now they've been shown up. So, you know, they're not about to admit they were wrong. Tommy Fisher, keep fighting. We will, too. God bless you, folks. From Norway, I'm Scott Hennon saying so long. See you tomorrow. And thanks for listening. Get those questions, comments in.
Generous, generous Jerry. He's booming, booming, booming. He's all lined up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. He's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Find them in Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wapentin. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks. Bemidji and Park Rapids in Minnesota. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offered poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell the security which requires an offering document.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.